John Sevak, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be there.
How you became involved with the movie? Did you go to an audition?
Yes, I went to an audition. I saw it posted on LA Casting, and I went to the audition, and I auditioned for the role of Aram.
At the time, were you training for acting?
Yes, I was training with Zach Barnett Studios and Margie Harbour Studios.
What did you feel when you were told you got the job? Was it a dream come true?
Yes, it really was, because I had never played in a feature film before, and the fact that I was accepted on my first audition for a feature film, and it was an Armenian role, so it meant a lot more to me, because family you have with your Armenian heritage, it's just great to know that you made an Armenian role and you did an Armenian, you worked on an Armenian movie, and just to represent your people is great.
John Sevak, about you, you were born in America or you were born overseas?
No, I was born in America.
Where are your parents?
In California.
Where do your parents come from?
My mom was born in Lebanon and my dad was born in Iran, but they're both Armenian.
Your parents were, I guess, were very happy and proud of you when you got the job?
Yes, they were. They were very excited. We were all excited. We told everybody in the family when we found out.
So acting comes naturally to you?
Yes, it's something I like to do. So because I love to do it, it just comes naturally to me.
Was it difficult to impersonate the character of Aram?
It wasn't very difficult, but then again, it was pretty difficult because I knew the story through my parents, because they both came as immigrants to America, and they tell me stories about how they had to adjust to the different ways of American living. And that was my way into the character of Aram, and that's my closest connection with the character, so it wasn't too difficult.
Did you enjoy working with Christopher?
Christopher is definitely one of the best directors I've worked with, because he asks the actors what they think about any line in the script, whatever he sees, any suggestion we give him, he takes into account, and he actually gives his feedback on what we suggest, and he doesn't just put it to the side like most directors. That's why the film has came out to be such a great film, is because we worked together and we listened to each other's feedback and we respected what the other person said, and we created this film.
John Sevak, you traveled to Armenia, I think, with Christopher for the premiere of the movie. What were your impressions?
Yes, last summer.
Yeah, what were your impressions?
It was very good. We had a warm welcoming in Armenia. The Golden Apricot Festival, really, we were happy that they accepted our film. It was an honor for us to show it in our motherland, Medhaydenik. It was very exciting for me to be there. I've been there before, but just this time, the way that they accepted our movie, the way they accepted us with open hands, it was an amazing feeling.
What's the feedback you are getting from the public and also the critics about your acting?
The public, we have mostly people who like it, but then we have those people who have questions as to why Chris made this film about a gangster when he could have made it about the genocide and all these other things. And we always tell them that we've seen so many movies on the genocide and we've seen so many different aspects of why Armenians are good, but we wanted to show that in every single race there's the good and the bad, and it's just even more powerful that my character, Aram, goes to the bad side and becomes a gangster with the Sevak Hakoyan, and then he comes back with his grandfather. It just shows how us Armenians came to America and how we adjusted to the gangs and the different ways of American living and different cultures that were in America. So it was definitely interesting to see how my character would go to the gangs and then come back to his grandfather.
Building on the success of Aram Aram, when opportunity comes, what roles would you like to play?
In the future, I'd love to play in many more feature films, but hopefully I'll get into a regular on a TV show, maybe on Nickelodeon. I've worked on a couple episodes of different shows, but I want to be a season regular.
So now you're training for acting or you're learning other stuff?
I've just finished my semester at Zach Barnett Schools, and now I'm just studying on my high school work. I'm finishing my 11th grade, so I can hopefully go on to bigger things.
John Sivak, thank you for taking the time talking to us. Good luck in your acting career, and hopefully we'll see you on the big screen.
Thank you very much for having me.